Bob Morris.
Hey, Bob, this is Steve at the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Well, good.
Good, good. Do you have a minute?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So I was just calling. I just received the fax that you sent in for the application.
Oh, okay.
Which is
yeah,
great.
I sent it in twice because I forgot to put my tax ID number and all that on there.
Okay, no worries. So. Okay, yeah. I know last time we left off, you said you had a job starting up this month, so, you know, I just...
Yeah, in fact, that's where I'm going today.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I just need to follow up here and see exactly what it is you're looking to use the funds for. I know you said some cash flow, but is there, you know, something particular, like materials or anything?
What one of the reasons is also is to, I wanted to pay off another loan that I got through Cabbage.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if you guys do that or how that.
Sure.
Works.
Yeah, we do that all the time. Absolutely. Do you know what your balance is on that loan?
I think it's about $11,900 and something like that.
Okay.
But I want to borrow about 20 if I could.
Oh, okay. So you want to borrow about 20?
Yeah.
Okay. Now is that balance for Cabbage, is that set up on daily payments or is that weekly payments?
Monthly payments.
Monthly? Okay. Do you know what it is monthly?
Not off the top of my head.
That's okay.
I'm at the supply house. I'm not inside my office. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no worries. Okay, so 20K. So okay. What are you going to use the rest of it for? Like
just to carry my payroll till I get my first draw.
Oh, okay. I gotcha. When's your payroll due?
That's what the meeting is about today for my job start.
Mm-hmm.
So it might start in 2 weeks or it might start in a month. I don't know. But whatever loan I get, I like to spread it out as far as I can.
Sure. Absolutely. That's totally understandable. And the only reason I ask that when your payroll is due is just because I just need a, like, do you have a deadline? Like, is there a certain time that you need
to
buy?
Oh, no. Wait, yeah. It's mainly like I don't have employees, but I sub out everything. So when my subs will come and see, like, the first guy will do the concrete. Well, I've got to pay him before I get my draw because they won't wait. But that, you know, that usually takes me about 30 days to get paid. But that's what my meeting today at 2 o'clock is about, when my job's going to start. And all.
Okay. I gotcha. So you pay them before they start the work, pretty much?
No, they do the work, and then I pay them, but I don't get my draw from the owner for, like, the management company for, like, 30 days.
Okay, that's right. Yeah, that was backwards. Okay. Okay, let's see here. Sorry, I'm just doing some hand notes here.
Yeah.
Okay. And, because of capital loans, you know, they're mostly based off your sales. Do you know what your gross annual sales were like last year?
1.2 million is what my income tax thing was.
Perfect.
I can send that to you if you need it or any of that.
Yeah, I mean, I'll get in the paperwork in a little bit here. I just need to ask a few more questions. And your credit, do you know what your credit's about? Good, bad?
No, it's good. It was like, I think it was like 720 something when last time I checked. So.
Nice. Okay. Perfect. Just so you know, the way I work usually, the best way to do it for me is just to actually get all the paperwork, get you submitted, and get you qualified for the most amount and for the longest term, and then we can just work back from there. That's usually the best way to do it, just because you can choose, you know, everything. Have you gone to any other banks? Have you been shopping around or anything? Or
no, not since I spoke to you. I have that other loans stuff, but that, yeah.
Okay, I understand. That's totally fine. Okay. What kind of project is this coming up here? Is it like a big one? Like, how long is it going to last for you?
It's about $181,000, and it'll take me about 4 months. It's a retail salon, some kind of high-end beauty salon thing.
Okay. About 4 months, huh?
Yeah.
That's a pretty quick turnaround.
No, not for it. The building already exists, and it's a tenant improvement, so the shell's there. I just go in and do all the, no one's ever been in there. It's like a new building. So I do all the plumbing and the drywall and the walls and the ceilings and the lights and all that stuff.
Okay, I gotcha.
So I'm a general contractor. I do the whole thing.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I know what you mean.
But I do new buildings. I do from ground up. I do everything. So, but this particular project is one I've been working on for a few months.
Okay. Okay. And just so you know, too, I don't know if you saw, but, you know, we do equipment as well. So, I mean, if you have any kind of equipment needs, I know you subcontract everything out, but, you know, if you had any equipment in mind, you know, we do equipment financing as well. So,
grading and stuff like that, I just sub it out. I don't even, you know, like I said, I wouldn't be buying any type of, like, big tools or anything like that. Everything I do is basically hand tools, you know, like saws and drills and jackhammers and stuff like that.
Okay, I just understand. I gotcha. Now, I do have to ask you, though, now let's just say something happens and you don't get the financing that you need. Do you have, like, a plan B or anything?
Yeah, I just keep going.
Keep going on what you're doing. I gotcha.
Yeah, I have projects going now.
Yeah.
But this one, I'm almost completed with this one, and I'll be rolling into the next one. And I know it's going to be tight, and I just don't want it to be tight.
Yeah, no, I understand. Yeah, absolutely.
It just makes it easy if you have money in the bank. You know?
Okay. Now going back to that $20,000, is that gonna, you know, is that what you want or is that what you need? Like, is that gonna, you know, be exactly?
Yeah, that's basically
the amount?
That's about what I need. It'll pay off that cabbage loan that I got, and because that payment a month's really big. It's like, I just off the top of my head, it was like $2,300 a month. And I just wanted to pay them off. And that's why whatever else I borrow, if I could spread it out and get the payment down, it wouldn't be a big deal.
Sure, yeah. So we always do that, yeah. So I'll go for the longest term and, you know, get that payment dropped for you. That's the best way.
Right.
Which sounds good. I mean, because you look really good on paper so far for everything you told me. I mean, your sales are great. Your credit is amazing. So, you know, let we can get the ball rolling here. Now, I know you sent in that fax to fund application. Sometimes, you know, that does work, but sometimes you might need to fill out a different one that, like, works a little bit
better.
Yeah,
I don't care. Whatever I got to do.
Okay. What's a good email for you, Bob?
It's morson32@msn.com.
Okay, that was morson32. At msn.com. Okay, so what I'll do is I'll send you an email. It'll have that application on there. So if you just want to refill that out, this one works a lot better than the one you sent in.
Whatever you need me to do.
Perfect. And then it'll be the bank statements and then your tax return. And that's pretty much it. And we can go from there.
Okay.
All right. And do you think you should be able to get that paperwork over to me today or?
Yeah, I'll get it there today.
Okay.
My meeting's not till 2:00, so.
Okay, perfect. All right, Bob, and I'll send it over. If you want to, just send me, like, a confirmation email to let me know that you got it.
Okay.
And that'd be great.
Sure.
All right, Bob, well, it was a pleasure talking to you, and let's do some business together.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.